It's Monday, November 16th, 2020. Stay tuned for the latest on an extra alarm fire in Gary. COVID-19 numbers are trending up, and the NCAA is in talks with Indianapolis for the Circle City to host the entirety of the 2021 March Madness tournament. I'm Tom Maloney. This is your Lakeshore Midday News Update. First, Gary firefighters spent hours battling what was described as an extra alarm blaze in a scrapyard this morning. The fire broke out at S&S Sales and Services, a towing service, in the 3400 block of West 4th Avenue. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Flames were shown in a video by media helicopters in the area. 4th Avenue was closed between Whitcomb and Noble Streets as fire crews were at work with hoses stretched across the roadway. Lake County's COVID fatality rose by 4 on Friday to 407, while two more deaths have been attributed to COVID-19 in Porter, bringing the total there to 67 deaths. Positivity rates included 15.1% in Lake County, 16.1% in Porter County, 12.5% in LaPorte County, 15.9% in Newton County, and 12.1% in Jasper County. All of those counties except for Newton are currently orange counties, according to the state dashboard. Newton is the lone red county in northwest Indiana. The Post-Tribune reports Gary's mayor is following Indianapolis officials by tightening capacity limits for bars and other businesses, while many school districts across the state are shifting away from in-person classes. In Porter County, Portage closed down all city offices to the public through December 4th. Meanwhile, Porter County officials are urging residents to stay diligent as the holiday season approaches. The Porter County Health Department officials warned that local hospitals are being strained due to the increase in COVID-19 cases. The Times reports that on Friday night, Northwest Health out of Porter was on total bypass, meaning that the facility was at capacity and could not accept new patients. Northwest Indiana Franciscan Health Hospitals in Crown Point, Dyer, Hammond, Munster, and Michigan City have also been experiencing bypass situations. Public health officials have reported another 6,844 confirmed COVID-19 cases across the state, along with an additional 22 deaths. The Indiana State Department of Health on Sunday reported 53,776 administered tests with an 11.3% average positivity test rate over 7 days. Since the beginning of the pandemic, there have been 251,597 confirmed cases in Indiana and 4,660 confirmed or presumed deaths. Starting Sunday, most of the state will fall under Governor Eric Holcomb's new order reinstating limits on crowd sizes after weeks of steep increases in COVID-19-related deaths and hospitalizations, Sunday being yesterday. Several Indiana state parks will temporarily close for certain upcoming days so deer management hunts can take place. Each hunt runs 2 days. The first is today, followed by tomorrow. The second is on Monday, November 30th, and Tuesday, December 1st. The Indiana Department of Natural Resources says participating state parks will close to the general public on the evening before each of the two hunts. The Indiana DNR says to reach out to your local parks to see if they're closed for the hunts if you plan on attending and not hunting. The average price for gas across Indiana today is $1.98 per gallon, according to GasBuddy.com. That's down about 7 cents from where it was this time last week. The cheapest gas in the state is in Lafayette, where it's $1.68 a gallon. In sports, the NCAA says it plans to hold the entire 2021 men's college basketball tournament in one location to mitigate the risks of coronavirus. It is in talks with Indianapolis to be the host city. The Final Four is already set to be held in Indianapolis next year. The association said it is relocating early round games that had been scheduled for 13 cities across the country. The NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Committee says hosting all 68 teams in one place is safer. Indiana set a new sports betting record in October with nearly $250 million legally wagered on the outcome of professional and collegiate sporting events. That happened while play slowed at other casino games. The Times reports the Indiana Gaming Commission released data recently showing that Indiana gamblers placed sports bets totaling $231 million in October, which is an 11% increase over the then record $207.5 million wagered in September. The commission says about 73% of October statewide sports wagering passed through Northwest Indiana casinos or their affiliated mobile sports wagering applications. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 30, windy though, gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tuesday, sunny skies, a high near 41, again, wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tuesday night, clear skies, a low near 23. Wednesday, sunny skies, a high near 49, wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. And Thursday, mostly sunny, a high near 63. For Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, I'm Tom Maloney. This has been your Midday News Update. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to share.